Welcome to this edition of Real Time News. This is James Powell with the Real Time News. We are bringing you different articles today, and specifically we are bringing you a video that General Michael Flynn is talking about who basically was trying to burn him. We've got several articles, and we're going to have that into later in the today's video cast podcast, but I do welcome you, but before we do anything else, we are starting out with verse of the day, then going to two promotionals, and then we'll go to the news. But I thank you for joining us. We ask you to subscribe to whatever channel, video outlet you're either listening or watching this on. Subscribe, follow, and share this on all of your social media. That helps us out. Also, there's affiliate links around this if you would like to support us in any way. And when you buy the products, you support us. Thank you very much. Let's get into the verse of the day, and then we will talk about our couple short promotions. Today's verse is, of course, you see at the bottom of the screen, the Patriot Supply. Let me turn that off. The verse of the day for Wednesday, July 28th, as of, at the time of this recording, Isaiah 57:15. For this is what the high and lofty one says, he who lives forever, whose name is holy, I live in a high and holy place, but also with him who is contrite and lowly in spirit, to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite. The thoughts on today's verse, Jesus coming to earth is holy, that's W-H-O-L-L-Y, and holy, H-O-L-Y, consistent with the Lord God who reveals himself in the Old Testament. God is high and holy. God is righteous and majestic. Yet the Lord God is the God of incarnation, the Lord who sees our needs, hears our cries, and comes down to help us. God loves people, especially people who come to him knowing that they love, that they need his love and grace. To those who seek him with passion, humility, awe, and reverence, God brings revival that touches the spirit and heart. And I want to say to you, I've been saying this on the several episodes, but God knows what America is going through. God is listening to our prayers. He cares about us. God has this under control. Let's look to him. That is who we need to look to. All right, if you live in the Hobe Sound, Stuart, Florida, Jensen Beach, Jupiter, actually from Port St. Lucie, Florida, clear down to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and you need an alarm home protection service, let me tell you about local alarm services, Agrusa Protection Technology. You can go to their website, agrusa.com. PT.com, that's agrusapt.com. You can give them a call, 772-934-6498. Their website will be down below, but we will also go to their website real quick. This is Agrusa Protection Technology. They cover security for your home. They have the SkyBell Slimline video doorbell. It's a smart video doorbell that allows you to see, hear, speak to the visitor at your door. They have remote view security cameras. The home indoor camera is an AC powered security camera made to integrate with an existing Wi-Fi network. This camera can be used to provide coverage of an entire room at any time of the day. It can send images and live stream video to your smartphone. So, If you need home protection, home alarm protection services, you can call Agrusa Protection Technology or go to their website. Call them again, 772-934-6498. Also want to let you know that if you would like to connect or support us, you can go to My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply, that's jjmediaonline.net/My Patriot Supply. You can get all of your emergency needs, and in the days of supply chain struggles, this may be a good thing to do. And I'll just drop it at that. Let's get into the news. All right. Breaking. Biden DOJ declares COVID-19 vaccine mandates legal. Folks, we are in a fight. That's just the only way I know how to say it. We are in a fight. The vaccine is still it has not been tried and tested. So according to Nuremberg rules, they cannot do this. But the Biden DOJ doesn't care. So I believe something is going to happen. And as I keep hearing, military is probably going to get involved. Probably. And once the fraud all comes out and realize that we have an illegitimate president, things will be changing. The Biden DOJ ruled that federal law doesn't prohibit public agencies, private business from requiring vaccines for employees. And they don't read it like the Americans do. It was only a few months ago that Kamala Harris said she would never take the Trump-endorsed vaccine. In fact, let's just go ahead and listen to this. I wasn't planning on, but let's just go ahead.
Oh, no, you're Senator Harris to me. For life to get back to normal, Dr. Anthony Fauci and other experts say that most of the people who can be vaccinated need to be vaccinated. But half of Americans now say they wouldn't take a vaccine if it was released now. If the Trump administration approves a vaccine before or after the election, should Americans take it, and would you take it?
If the public health professionals, if Dr. Fauci, if the doctors tell us that we should take it, I'll be the first in line to take it. Absolutely. But if Donald Trump tells us that we should take it, I'm not taking it.
Vice President Pence, there have been a lot of repercussions from this.
Okay, there we go. It is all political. That is just what it is. And Trump pulled them out. Trump exposed the corruption, and he's still exposing the corruption, just telling you. So, all right, the two firms hired to perform forensic audits by state officials are not independent auditors, but work on behalf of the voting machine companies to test machines. SLI Compliance and ProVMV are Election Assistant Commission, EAC, accredited voting system testing laboratories. What does that mean? It means voting system manufacturers like Dominion pay the VSTLs to test their voting system as required to be certified by the EAC. So, if a voting systems company wants their system to be certified by the EAC, Elections, basically Elections Commission, then that system has to be successfully tested by a VSTL. The voting systems company then hires one of the only two, quote, accredited, unquote, companies to test their systems. And the results somehow always pass. Get this, somehow always pass. Go to the EAC for certification. This is no secret to all of those involved, and it is proudly advertised on the home page. Since the founding in 2011, we have always had one focus of our clients, ProVMV exists to help its clients comply with regulations. So if you're thinking that that is a conflict of interest, then you'd be right. So number one, the machines were connected to the internet, and that is illegal in an election. It's not supposed to be connected to the internet. We've written numerous articles about the VSTLs. For example, we've identified that these firms were not certified by the EAC when state governments claimed they were. Here it is. We caught them. Arizona Maricopa County Board of Supervisors lied. EAC updated website after Gateway Pundit report discovered their auditors were uncertified. Let's face it, if you're willing to steal a presidential election, then you will do anything. Today's action by the EAC will shock you. This morning, we reported that two auditors selected in Arizona by the Maricopa County Board of Supervisors to perform an audit of its 2020 election results had... Hold on a second. Anyway, we followed the report and asked how the EAC, the government, the independent working, the CIO worked for the Dominion voting system. Basically, what is happening? They all help each other, and there's only two certain businesses that it's like you scratch my back, I scratch yours. And it is, there's a lot of under the table stuff happening. So, in fact, this guy, Jovan Hutton Pulitzer, asked many times, are you willing to do a complete forensic audit on every 2020 general election ballot cast? Yes, 100% states, contact me. Let's give. So, you know, this is why there is being an audit. In fact, let's just go ahead and listen to this.
Okay, guys, let me tell you how this battle for ballots comes down in the state of Arizona. And so Arizona knows that the only way to do this is with total transparency in Maricopa County. Now, this is a process where they have tried their damnedest to not comply with the subpoena, even going to, well, we'll let you inspect two machines. They pick the machines. We'll give over a few digital ballots. They pick the ballots. We'll let you look at some mail-ins. They pick a few of them. So it's all just a totally upside-down system. And so they're pushing very hard to have it be their auditors, which audit it, which, you know, you can't work. That just won't work at all. We have total, absolute transparency. And you got about 2.1, 2.2 million ballots that really need to be done and tested from top to bottom, because this must be solved once and for all. So now here's the latest battle. The latest battle is even when you have a state and a legislature that has a surplus budget, you know, the manpower on this takes time, people, you know, you got to do it, machines, the whole bit. Get on the ground, you got to scan them all in, make it all happen. They don't even necessarily want to have a budget or do it. So one of the ways they can kind of disqualify this is say, well, that's too expensive and we don't want to do that. And so we must use our auditors. This is what you have to scream about, because now they're going to bitch about the manpower costs getting on the ground, basically hand feeding and scanning in 2.2 million ballots, getting this done. Do not let them get away with this. The states can do this. They have the budgets for it. It's already for it. These must be inspected top to bottom. These holes must be plugged. You've got to let Arizona know. You've got to do this the right way. You cannot cut corners. We must get answers.
Okay, so that lays the foundation. That's back in January. So we all know at this time, Arizona audit has happened. Now, Arizona has created the pattern, and there are at least 20 other audits going on. I know you haven't heard of them, but there's a lot of states that are doing audits. And one of them that I've been hearing of is Wisconsin's very hot, and a lot of corruption. So, if you're listening to this, you need to make sure that you contact your representatives. It doesn't matter whether it seems to be a clean election or not. Audit your state. Audit your state. Expose the corruption on both sides of the political aisle, both Democrat and Republicans. This is about taking back our country. All right. Greg Kelly goes there. He is the first major news host to show Hunter Biden smoking crack while whining on phone to family member and former lover. So, a new video emerged of Hunter Biden from the infamous laptop from you know where he is seen whining to his girlfriend and dead brother's widow over recent rehab while smoking crack. The conversation centers around Maureen Dowd's New York Times op-ed drama on the Biden family. Hunter is seen whining while with Haley Biden over his recent drug rehab. He is seen lighting up a crack pipe during the conversation. His eyeballs are like saucers. So, that is what is happening. Let's go ahead. Let's see what happens here. I haven't watched this, so this is a first for both of us.
We're going to take back the Senate, take back the House. We're going to take back the White House. And the Republican Party is stronger than it's ever been. And it's going to be a lot stronger than it is right now.
Huh? It's taking a big hit.
And the laptop from hell. It's a laptop from hell.
All right. So speaking of the laptop, there's something circulating from the laptop. Now, first, Hunter, you probably know by now, had a relationship with his dead brother's widow, Haley. There's Hunter. There's Haley shortly after Bo died, which was very, very sad. You're about to see Hunter on a Zoom call with Haley. And he seems to be smoking crack during the call and arguing.
Well, I think we should discuss that while you're there,
okay,
yeah.
But why did you call me at 9 o'clock in the morning to tell me that? On the morning that the Maureen Dowd article comes out?
I didn't know about Maureen Dowd.
Well, you did before you started talking to me,
Allie. You wouldn't attack me, that you would be a bit more humble.
I did not attack you.
But I was wrong, and it pissed me off.
I didn't attack you.
You said I'm going to use against you.
No, okay. I said to
and
you,
then
Hallie,
you said I, haven't
I
been
don't
supportive.
Want to give you information
you
about this
I was
program because
okay.
I'm afraid that you'll use it against me as not
okay.
being enough.
I can't keep talking. We're going to go round and round
I'm
in circles.
Not arguing, Hallie. I'm asking you.
Okay. I don't know. I think we should schedule a visit and we'll talk with the therapist. I'm not going to continue to argue and I don't want to talk and make things worse. Hello?
It's taking a big hit.
Yeah.
Look, it's sad, but it's true. This stuff happened. The mainstream media, they ignore it. And you see this guy. We know what he was doing for his father. You've heard the allegations. And meanwhile, they were dragging Donald Trump Jr. to Capitol Hill to harass him. They were investigating Eric Trump. These are superb individuals. I know them personally. And this guy, off the hook, that's not fair.
Okay, there we have it. Wow. All right, now let's get to the video. And this is gonna be probably what I end with, possibly. We'll see.
And the laptop from hell.
Sorry
it's
about
a
that.
Laptop from
Sorry about that. Okay, this is a exclusive video of, Revolver exclusive. For the first time ever, General Flynn reveals high-ranking GOP were behind plot to silence him. This is 9 minutes long, but you remember when General Flynn came in to office, he didn't last long. He knows where all the bodies are buried, per se. He knows how the military works. He knows how the administrations work. He knows how the the DC Works, and he is a conservative. He is about America all the way. So, here we go. I hope you enjoy this.
Nobody better understands the psychopathic nature of the modern left than General Michael Flynn. Just days into his tenure as National Security Advisor, Flynn was entrapped by a hostile FBI that wanted him gone for political reasons. Shortly after, the Mueller investigation targeted him, and he spent the next 3 years battling a relentless effort to send him to prison. Even after DOJ prosecutors attempted to drop Flynn's case, Judge Emmett Sullivan frantically tried to keep the case alive, even appointing a, quote, friend of the court to argue that Flynn was guilty of perjury for trying to withdraw his guilty plea. In the end, a pardon from President Trump finally ended a case that should never have existed in the first place. But through it all, General Flynn was never defeated, and now he's back and stronger than ever before. He has generously agreed to sit down with Revolver for a few questions. General Flynn, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Darren. I'll clarify one thing in your statement, which I appreciate. It wasn't an out of control FBI. It was a deeply corrupt government and a set of government institutions and leaders at the highest levels, to include inside of the White House at the time, in the 2015 and 2016, and then even through 2017, even into the period of President Trump's early days in office. And it carried through in organizations like various elements of the intelligence community, FBI being among them, and certainly in a Department of Justice that incentivizes themselves by seeking to convict versus finding and discovering the truth. And that's really an important component of my case, which was an international case, actually. And it was just the beginning of what we're continuing to see happening across our federal government and the institutions today, as well as in many cases around the country that we're experiencing. So thanks for having me. Thanks to Revolver for what Revolver does. And everything that you guys are trying to establish in terms of getting the truth out.
We're huge fans of yours, and in my opinion, what happened to you was one of the most shameful episodes in our country's history. And so if you could explain why are they so viciously after you? What is it about you that made the entire national security apparatus apoplectic and terrified in those early days in the Trump transition, and then into the early days of his presidency?
Yeah, and that includes President Obama, so who during the transition conversation or discussion like we're having right now with the incoming president, as he was the outgoing president.
I am so excited to be bringing you Pick Your Own for the first time ever.
In the one conversation that he had about transitioning the entire United States government from one president to another, from one duly elected president to another duly elected president, the topic that President Obama decided to bring up were two, one of which was Kim Jong-un of North Korea, and the other was Mike Flynn.
So amazing.
It's amazing. I mean, it's just
Why are they so scared?
Well, because the knowledge that I have, having grown up and having served at the highest levels of our government in uniform, both as the senior military intelligence officer for the Department of Defense, as head of one of the largest intelligence agencies, not only in the United States, but in the world, as having worked at the Director of National Intelligence level office. And here I was, a guy who really understood where things operate within the government, how things operate within the government, deep knowledge of many of the programs that we do have and still are in play today that are totally unnecessary and incredibly costly for our nation, both in terms of our moral authority as a country and also in our fiscal responsibility to the American people. So, and they knew that I had that level of knowledge, and I was going to be, you know, literally at the right, sitting at the right hand of the President of the United States as the National Security Advisor. So, access to everything, right. And knowledge of many of the things that I knew that were already going on. And one of the things that I would have discovered almost immediately, but certainly as we got going, was I would have discovered the clear violation of law. Where candidate Trump was being spied upon, as well as his team, which meant me and others,
right.
That we were being spied upon without warrant, without cause, solely for political reasons to defeat, at that time, candidate Trump. And, of course, everybody knows what happened. He won overwhelmingly in 2016. And then for the next 4 years, the deep state, quote-unquote deep state, with all of the strength and power and authorities of particularly the executive branch, but also elements of the technology world and the media world, then proceeded to bash Donald J. Trump, you know, about the head and shoulders, and tried to do everything that they could to defeat him, and that not to, to get him out of office, to remove him from office as a duly elected president. They had already gotten me out of the way, and they did it pretty smartly. I mean, I think that they. You know, it was a very well orchestrated, well planned maneuver. I will tell you, I will sit here today, and maybe it's a little bit breaking, but I think I've said this in some public forums, that there are Republicans that were involved in this effort against me, because many Republicans who are in the establishment in Washington, D.C., also did not want me to have that kind of role with President Trump, because I had a great relationship with him, still do. And he is a non-establishment guy. I am a non-establishment guy, and I think that he had some ideas about reform that we had spoken about, and we would have probably initiated, and so they had to get rid of me just as fast as they could.
Will, that's very interesting what you said about these Republicans. Will the public, the American public, have an opportunity to know more about who exactly these Republicans were and what they did?
Yeah, I think that they will. I mean, as time goes on, you can, and I think for those people and many millions around the country, you know, I run into people all the time, Darren, who come up to me and tell me, you know, we were praying for you, we were mm-hmm. praying for your family, we're so sorry what our country did to me yeah. during these years of persecution. And I always tell people that that prayer is the most powerful weapon known to man. And so to answer your question specifically, will we know? Yeah, we will know one day, because the truth does always come out, always does, no matter what. No matter what the issue is, the truth will always rise to the top. Mm-hmm. And when it does, now we have to decide on accountability. And in some cases, people will be accountable, you know, at the gates of heaven or the gates of hell. And that may be the only time they're accountable. Because under certain aspects of our system right now, particularly the Department of Justice, there's a lack of accountability. Mm-hmm. And so I think accountability will come as the truth begins to come out, and more of it will come out, as even more information came mm-hmm. out just recently
right.
About my case, right. Just recently, in this past week. So, and here we are sitting, this is after the 4th of July weekend, and whatever today is, right. The 9th of July, you know, 2021, and there's still evidence, still truth coming out about my case, which is mind-blowing.
It's remarkable, and if yeah. you do choose to expose who specifically these Republicans yeah. are, let us know, because there's nothing we enjoy more at Revolver
yeah.
than exposing corrupt and slimy establishment yeah. Republicans, especially yeah. in this case.
There we have it. The we will know the truth. It does look like it. The truth is going to come out. We're just going to go ahead. I'm not going to go ahead and do these other two articles. Just want to remind you that thank you for joining us. Thank you for being part of Real-Time News. We ask you again. My name is James. We ask you to join us. If you'd like to advertise with us, please send an email, james@jjmediaonline.net. It's on the screen right now. We'll have the links below. We are trying to move over to do some live streaming options. We are hoping to eventually become live streaming on Rumble. We're trying to raise the money. I'm just going to be honest. We're trying to raise the money to become live streaming on Rumble. Also on Getter. In fact, let me just go to my Getter profile real quick and just show you. This is the one that is actually becoming the big one, the big platform that I think I'm going to stick with. But we have all, we're on MeWe, Gab. But here is my Getter profile. Look up James Powell. Look up James Powell and follow me. And I try to go through once a day and click those that follow me and I follow back. They are supposed to be doing live streaming capabilities in the next few months. So they did say weeks, so I expect maybe within a month or two. But I'm looking to head over there and do a lot of posting from there. But that, look up James Powell on Gab, and I'm also on Our Freedom Book. So just wanted to drop that in. Also, reminding you, if you live from Port St. Lucie, Florida, clear down to Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and you need camera alarm protection services or local alarm services, you can call Agrusa Protection Technology or go to their website, agrusapt.com, 772-934-6498. And If you would like to support us, you can do that by going to jjmediaonline.net/mypatriotsupply. Everything you buy there through that link, we're an affiliate of that. That will be a way you can support us. We want to thank you for joining us on this episode. We ask you to subscribe, share, connect with us on all the links around this, and to make sure that you go to Rumble and Real-Time News. Go ahead and click that Rumble button. That will help us out. Thank you much. We'll catch you on our next episode. Have a great day. God bless. Do you live in the Stuart, Florida, Hobe Sound, Jensen Beach, Jupiter, Florida, clear down to Fort Lauderdale, Florida area? I would like to invite you to get a hold of Agrusa Alarm Protection Technology. You can actually go to the website, agrusapt.com. That's agrusapt.com. Get your security alarm protection today. They specialize in Brinks Home Security. Call them 772-934-6498. The link will be in the description. Call them.